Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Caravan of Garbage, where this week we go, what if the Suicide Squad, but, you know, but whatever this is, I guess.
What if the Suicide Squad ripped off the roof of this place we record this in and came in and made us watch the Suicide Squad?
Wow. Again?
I mean, 2016 Suicide Squad. I'm so sorry. We're going to be doing this a lot.
Yeah, absolutely we are. You know what? Look, just we're always talking about the 2016 one unless we specifically say
we're not. Honestly, we are always talking about 2016 Suicide Squad. We've covered this extensively. We reviewed it on our podcast, The Weekly Planet, when it came out. We've done a commentary on it for some reason. We were like, people wouldn't be interested in David Ayer talking about the movie Suicide Squad. We should talk over the top of it and talk about a Raisin Man and whatever else we talked about.
Exactly.
And now we're doing Caravan of Garbage on this. Are we going to have to rent it again in the future and watch it again?
I bought it.
I know you did.
I bought the extended cut. Leave a like, by the way, because I couldn't rent it, so I ended up buying it. You watched the regular cut.
Yeah.
I've always had a bit of a soft spot for this because I like all the extra stuff it adds to the universe. But what a fucking mess this is.
Well, though. Here's the thing. I mean, that's the first thing that I was going to say. In its favor, this movie, I don't know if it was David Ayer or like the production house or just Warner Brothers generally, they looked at the
Rat Pack.
It must have been Rat Pack, those absolute real life rats. I reckon they looked at the DC comic book universe and they went, one of everything, please.
Yeah.
Because, you know, obviously Man of Steel, they didn't know at the time it was going to be, you know, connected to a larger universe. Mm. So it's kind of just like, the world's pretty regular, but Superman's in it. And then Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice, they were like, world's pretty regular, but Superman's in it and Batman's in it and then some, you know, some stuff happened in the past. Who knows what happened, you know?
Yeah.
But in this one, they just went, hey, do you like soul-sucking swords? Do you like alligator men? Do you like Aztec fire gods? Do you like bog witches? Do you like a boomerang? The concept of a boomerang, if you throw it perfectly, maybe it returns to your hand. Can you imagine such a thing?
Well, I can certainly imagine it being Australian. It's our national animal, the boomerang.
And our national pastime. Can you imagine the Joker's in this, but he's got a Joker-mobile like it's an episode of the Super Friends?
Oh my God, he's got a Joker. Yeah, see, that's the stuff that I like about this, but you watch the regular cut.
Yes.
Which is, from what I've seen of it, and I've watched some comparison videos, that is the not as good cut. But also the extended cut is just by somebody. Like we don't, it's just some extra Harley Quinn stuff and Joker stuff.
Well, do you have some information on the production of this
movie? I do. So this is how it started. There were two cuts of it off the back of the Queen trailer. Do you remember that? And people were like, oh my God,
we love this.
This is where it's
because
at.
Because they make the movie and then they send it out to a trailer house, like a separate company.
Yeah.
And they,
or bits and pieces of
it. Yeah, and they cut it together into something interesting. And Warner Brothers were like, we like what this seems to be about more than we like the actual movie. So they got...
Yeah, they're called Trailer Park. So then both David Ayer and Trailer Park got their own cut of the movie, which they then screened.
Yes.
And audiences didn't like either.
Okay,
so
great.
Then they rewrote a bunch of it and reshot
the
some
stuff.
The
audience did.
They did, yes.
Okay, great. You know,
they got that button, that yes, no button.
Yeah.
And the idea is that then it ended up being kind of an amalgamation of both, but more leaning into kind of, you know, the musical kind of frenetic editing of it. And there's a lot of music in this, isn't there,
Mason?
Well,
I was going to say that, but first of all, like, you can tell that even in, like, the Suicide Squad title cards, because the first couple of trailer versions we see, they're just, like, very dark and gritty.
Yeah.
But by the final trailer release, it's just, like, neon and fireworks and...
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, the music sucks in this. This is absolutely...
I mean, the songs don't suck.
No.
It's the placement of.
Well, I mean, so clearly, you know, a couple of years prior to this, we got Guardians of the Galaxy, which had a great soundtrack.
Yes.
And what that soundtrack was all about was like setting a mood or like perhaps indicating how a character was feeling or what their mindset was or what the songs they like because of the person they are.
Maybe they just want to do a little dance.
Maybe they just want to do a little dance. But this movie's just like, what if... the villains, they're paranoid about being released from their cells. What should we use? Paranoid? Okay, great. I look, they're in helicopters in the sky. What should we use? Spirit in the Sky. Why not?
Oh, that's brilliant, actually. Now that I think about it.
Norman Greenbaum's Spirit in the Sky not only is in this, but it's an off cut from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes,
they used it in the trailer, but they're like, not good enough for a movie. And Suicide Squad were like, nah, good enough for a movie, I think.
Yeah. And also, it's weird because, like you said, it tries to do so much.
Sympathy for the devil. Because Amanda Waller's the devil.
The devil or whatever. So yeah, and so much of this, especially in the extended stuff, is the Harley Joker backstory. And it's interesting that they went, what if we just did everything that happened in the comics and, you know, and the animated series and just kind of mashed it together in flashbacks?
Yeah, yeah.
And it really doesn't work that well. But then they'll get stuff right that, like, you know, Deadshot's daughter, that's her actual name. You know what I mean? They got the name sure. of that character
wow,
right.
Wow, they got the name of a character right. Unbelievable.
And Scott Eastwood turns up as GQ Edwards.
Is that his name?
It's nobody. I don't know. Why not make him somebody?
Sure.
Like he's a famous actor, right? Yeah, it's just weird that he's just like generic guy. But then you've got like
they should have been like, take the lead, Clint Eastwood's son. That's who you are in this movie. You're Clint Eastwood's son, but you're a soldier.
But you know, the Flash is in it, Ben Affleck's in it. You know, there's little fun touches like Batman's rebreather has the Bat logo on it. Sure, like there's stuff like that I really like.
I was gonna say, the Jokermobile has ha 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 license plates. And I like to think that's how that chase sequence began. Like, he went to the DMV website and he ordered ha 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 license plates and they arrived in the mail at his actual house and he's just screwing them on. And he's like, oh, this is just the perfect finishing touch. And he sees the bat symbol like come through his window and he's like, ah, nuts.
I should have used a separate shipping address.
Should have sent him to my P.O. box.
So the team is headed up by Amanda Waller, who I think is good. There's a bunch of stuff from this which I'm glad did come back, but I feel like her ultimate goal is muddled because the contingency plan of the Suicide Squad is what if Superman, well, he's dead, but what if he wasn't dead and what if he went mad? What would we do? You know, that happened and Batman dealt with it, remember?
Yeah, that's right.
He beat up Superman real good.
Yeah.
So I don't necessarily think that's a problem. And I know you've had this same issue. None of these people on the team, together or separate, could take down Superman or really anybody close to Superman.
Well, here's the thing. I mean,
I guess that does happen in this movie, but you know.
I reckon maybe some of them could.
Mm.
Like, I reckon El Diablo, because he's magic.
Yep.
Maybe Katana's magic sword could take a crack
maybe.
At it. Maybe. Maybe if Captain Boomerang...
Maybe if she used it.
Maybe if Captain Boomerang had kryptonite boomerangs.
But you could
give
them to anybody.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But the problem is, if you put the rest of them on this team, they're dead weight. They're actually dragging the other ones down. Katana would be like, oh, if I can just get one shot at Superman's neck, I could get him. And then Harley Quinn's like, hey, look at me. I'm doing somersaults. Look at me. Look.
I'm crazy.
You know?
Yeah. No, you're right. So, yeah, the team. So, Deadshot, how many trick shots does he do?
One.
That's right.
He does one.
He does one.
Took me a moment there.
Even
I thought this was a trick question, no, but actually...
Well, look, maybe there's more, but even, you know, they kind of open him up at the gun range and he's just just hitting targets. And, like, he's hitting them well. But it's not like... Like, he just looks like he's just firing
regular
random
bullets. Yeah. Again, I mean, you know, you can hit Superman with a million regular bullets all in the same spot and it'd be like, stop doing that. Or don't. I don't care.
It doesn't matter to
me. I'm dead currently, but even if I were alive, it wouldn't bother me.
Captain Boomerang, and to be fair, like, I have a soft spot for Jai Courtney and this character, so I'm glad he's in it. I'm glad he's coming back.
I tried this time around
to count his boomerang?
To count the number. I tried this to come up with a definitive tally of the number of boomerangs he throws as opposed to just using his knives.
Yeah.
And I did tune out for a bit, but I think it's five.
I counted three, so...
Well, maybe you're probably not including the flashback where he throws one at, like, one of his...
I didn't count
burglary
that, you're
mates.
Right, yeah.
And you might not be including the one where it's got a camera on
no,
it.
No, I counted that one.
Okay. Well, I think...
That one hovers.
Yeah, it's a hoverang, probably. But it's got a camera on it, so they can all look at his, look at his little iPhone and look around a corner.
God, everyone's always looking at an iPhone or an iPad.
I have a note here that says 90% of this movie is people being shown things on iPads. But I was going to say, imagine if in the Avengers, Hawkeye fired 5 arrows.
Yeah.
You'd question why he was on the team.
I mean,
even more so, you would wonder why he's on the team.
Yeah, it's interesting as well because Captain Boomerang gets a bit of a backstory where he gets captured and they're like, he's robbed every bank in Australia at least once. Has he? Thousands of banks.
Thousands of banks.
Do you think there's just one bank in Sydney? Like, what do you mean?
Right.
Every bank. Give me specific locations.
And surely he would have been thwarted at least a few times by the Dolomites.
That's right.
The fun-loving aliens who encourage children to save.
Yeah, well, or get locked into, you know, savings accounts at a specific bank at a very young age. But I do like how he talks Slipknot into killing himself. A character that from the very get-go of the marketing.
That's a true mark of the real Suicide Squad. You convince your squad mates to kill themselves.
but that character was never going to exist longer than, you know,
I have a note here that says I forgot he was in this.
Yeah, exactly.
But then, I mean, the thing about the boomerangs, though, I feel it speaks towards the key element of this movie that I dislike, which is, costumes and weapons aside, this movie is so generic.
Yeah.
Like, I have maintained, and I haven't seen the script, it's probably out there, but I maintain that the script, when it gets to an action sequence, probably says, and a bunch of bad guys show up, and
with
googly eyes, and there's a big fight, and everybody fights. And then there's parentheses, and it says, we'll figure it out on the day.
Yeah.
And then when the day came around, the director was like, okay, if you've got a gun, just fire the gun and like stare dramatically.
Yep.
If you don't have a gun, if you've got a melee weapon, just swing it around.
And that's everybody.
And we'll do it in post. We'll fix it in post. We'll just add stuff you're beating up later.
And the thing is as well, with the exception of Diablo, they're all just brawlers.
Yeah.
Like even Captain Boomerang, who's got ranged weapons, when he's fighting the Aztec guy at the end, he just runs in and starts hitting him with boomerangs. It's like, dude, have you forgotten whatever the thing is that you do?
Sure.
So I don't like Killer Croc. I think he's too small and the look is just kind of...
He's a normal-sized man with an enormous head is what he is.
With an enormous amount of prosthetics.
What if Superman ripped the roof off the White House and he encountered a regular-sized man with a skin condition and an enormous head?
And he could do that little crocodile run into the water.
He could do a crocodile run.
They've even
got divers. I mean,
they do.
This has been pointed out any number of times, but it is so true. It's just a team of regular soldiers, probably elite special forces dudes, and they've just brought a bunch of dead weight along with them.
Yeah.
There's already divers that can go and do anything Killer Croc can do, except they don't have to hold their breath because they've got oxygen tanks on.
Can he breathe underwater? It doesn't matter.
I don't think he can. I think he's just maybe comic book Croc can, but this guy's just a regular guy.
That's true.
Wearing the skin of his dead wife. I'm pretty sure that alligator skin jacket is his dead wife.
Oh, great. That's good.
That's why he licks it.
That's great. Partners, Katana, who soul traps the something and the something and the enemies and the whatever.
I wouldn't mess with her.
No. We never see it. There's a moment, and I don't know whether it's in the regular cut where she's talking to her husband through the sword, but it just looks like a very hot sword. There's just steam coming off
it.
Oh,
it's a hot sword. And you can get it at Hot Toys.
Yeah. I like Rick Flag, I guess. I like that he, before the mission in the city, he gets a haircut.
Uh-huh.
And then at the end, because these are probably reshoots where he goes to pick up a Deadshot from his daughter's house, he's got long hair again.
Okay.
So put a hat on him.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean? I know he was probably filming another movie, but just put a hat on him.
I think Joel Kinnaman is good in this.
I'm glad he's back.
But I'm glad he's back in the new one and he looks a lot more refreshed.
Yeah, he does.
Like he looks like he's been on a multi-day bender in the first one. But in the new one, it looks like, man, he is in holiday mode. Good on him.
He's wearing a nice yellow holiday shirt. But I feel like the forced camaraderie between the characters doesn't work. And on all of their backstories and all the sympathy that they end up for the devil, that they feel for each other. Because, you know, when Deadshot doesn't kill Harley Quinn, why wouldn't he? He just would. Mm. You know what I mean? He's supposed to be this killer. He talks about how he's, you know, he's a killer and whatever. And then he's just like, I just won't. Why not?
Yeah.
There's
a moment of camaraderie in the bar where they're all together. But then Harley's like, oh, El Diablo, you killed a child and there's no coming back from that. You killed Robin, Harley. It's in your opening bio thing. You killed Robin.
He was a child probably.
Maybe.
Yeah. So, yeah, he killed his wife in a fire or whatever. You know, whatever. But I think that character gets the most backstory and then the most resolution.
He moves to Hawaii and he becomes a private investigator.
No, Mason, he turns into a big fire monster and then he melts down or whatever and they
But then he
explodes.
Moves to Hawaii and he becomes a private investigator.
Okay. Oh, yeah, he does. That
he's Magnum. He's Magnum.
Yeah, I like him. I think he's the best of all the characters.
Yeah, no, he's got and some depth. And that's all I have to say. Okay, sure.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
So there's some. I want to talk about some extra Harley Joker stuff that we get, because one of the big points of contention when this movie came out was they marketed it on the Joker and they seemingly cut all of that out. They've added some of it back.
I think there was some sort of lawsuit. Some people got extra mad that elements that we saw in the trailer, you know, him throwing a hand grenade, him having some burns on his face. They were like, these things weren't in it and I deserve millions of dollars.
Well, apparently there were hours and hours of it shot that didn't make it in, but nothing about this version of the Joker aside from some of the look. Actually, I don't mind the look. The head tattoos are horrible. But other than that, I think the look and the idea that his teeth have been punched out by Batman is good.
I honestly know initial, production images of his look, people were like, absolutely not. Mm. I think in the movie, I love the look. I love all his weird golden tuxedos. And the hair. I even like the tattoos. I enjoy the idea of the Joker. Just this week, he's decided to be a mob boss.
Yeah.
And like maybe next week, he'll be something else. But
he'll
aside
be a stand-up comedian.
Maybe a stand-up comedian.
Maybe he'll get in a fridge.
But what is interesting about this, and even, you know, and Jared the Toe Leto has said in the past that there was like a whole movie's worth of Joker stuff that was eventually cut out of this version of the movie. But having recently rewatched it for this video series, what we get on the screen, he's just doing the mask. It's just Jim Carrey's mask. It's weird and horny.
Yeah.
If you put different music
behind it. He's doing voices and impressions.
He is doing
voice.
It's just...
of nobody, maybe?
It's just the mask. And I think he thinks he's doing something else.
Yeah.
But I think he's also right in that age pocket where he would have seen the mask in theaters and it seeped into his brain. And they're like, you've got to do a sinister clown. And he's like, time to do an original Jared Leto creation. Here it is. Somebody stop me. So,
and seeing the extra stuff.
So extra.
It's not good. Okay. Like, I understand why they cut it out, because he's not good. And I know he's been a good actor in other things. But even in, you know, the extended cut of Justice League, he's not good in that either. He's bad. It's bad, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They should get Jim Carrey.
Yeah, why not? Whatever. Speaking of villains, though.
Go on.
The Enchantress is in this, who also introduces the ideas of pocket dimensions and multiverses and stuff, because they're like, she's from another world or whatever. It's just, so even though they're doing that in the upcoming Flash movie, it's implied that she's from a weird mud dimension, maybe.
I don't know. Yeah. Mud world.
Yeah, I think that...
It's a very, very...
Mud world. I think there's a really cool effect where they're in the boardroom and the hand switching scene.
That's fun.
I think that's really great.
All downhill from there, from that first 15 minutes.
Was the idea that if she gets loose to just take a pen and stab the heart, is that supposed to get her back or is that supposed to kill her?
I think that's supposed to kill her.
Is that a block of TNT next to it?
Why didn't they just use the block of TNT? Great question, James.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever. Yeah. I guess maybe the idea isn't to kill her, but she releases her brother, who's some kind of Aztec monster man. Mm-hmm. I like that design and that concept. I think it's really cool. Mm-hmm. I think that the finale is bad. After he dies and they all fight the Enchantress by trying to beat her up.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, we have to cut her heart out, get her heart. The heart slipped out of my hands. Throw the heart. Put the bomb on the heart. Shoot the bomb. No, shoot the heart or the bomb. Just go for the heart.
I mean, one of us could just shoot her in the heart, but then we wouldn't all be working together using the teamwork that we learned in the scene at the bar with the thing. I'm dead shot. I could just shoot her through the heart. It'd probably be fine.
It's a mess of a scene. And look, if you want a proper breakdown of this and the editing in general.
Dan Olsen of the YouTube channel Folding Ideas has a great video about the editing of Suicide Squad and the music and all kinds of stuff.
The opening credits, which he talks about in that also, aren't in the extended cut. You know where it's kind of flies in over
Bell Reef prison,
whatever the house.
Interesting, okay.
Yeah, because it's a weird and bad introduction.
It is,
yeah.
But anyway, suffice it to say, it's atrocious. But you should definitely watch that video.
Yeah. Anyway, it's good. But if you like seeing like a heart surrounded in straw getting batted around like a volleyball, you're gonna love this scene. But interestingly, though, David Ayer has talked about how the original concept for this, and there is concept art to support this, was that Enchantress was under the control of a mother box and Steppenwolf was preparing an invasion and he had like boom tubes and parademons and that. But then because this came out the same year as Batman v Superman and they were going to do Justice League, he had to evolve it into Oogly Boogly Men and, and whatever
Raisin
else happened.
Sure,
Raisin Men, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is kind of interesting.
Just Steppenwolf sitting on his couch on Apocalypse and he's got like a Game Boy controller and he's moving Enchantress around.
It'd be one of those stone Game Boy controllers though, and there's fire and lava spewing out of it or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But here's some things I want to talk about. Actually, let's talk about the post-credits because Harley gets out, there's that. And then Ben Affleck is doing a Justice League. He's like, I'm doing a Justice League.
Yeah,
give me
right.
the file so I can do Justice League. I'm Ben Affleck. Look, I guess I'll do this movie in another movie, but I don't like these movies.
Didn't he already get the files? Did he get sent the files?
Oh, yeah, he did get sent the files.
He got sent the files in Batman v Superman.
Give me more files. I need more files.
I want hard copies of these files. My printer doesn't work. You ever try to get a printer working? I just bought this printer. I printed like three things and it stopped working. I don't know. Do I change the ink? Or do I need more drivers? I can't connect this to my Wi-Fi.
They've only given me enough cartridges for a couple of prints. That's the scam with printers.
That's right.
They only give you a minimal amount of ink, and the printer is like it's fairly cheap. But what costs you in the long term is the ink cartridges themselves.
It's just cheaper to buy another printer, but I won't. I refuse. This is how I've stayed a billionaire. I mean, I inherited $1 billion. It's not the point. Anyway, give me the printed files. You print them. You print them, Amanda.
So here's a segment of the show called Tiny Little Things from Tiny Little Men. Here we go.
Oh, here we go.
Just
great.
Some things, miscellaneous bits and pieces, and also a mystery that I've solved about this movie.
Solved a mystery.
We'll talk about it.
Amanda Waller.
Yeah.
Here's a tiny little thing.
Okay.
Why would Amanda Waller...
That's too tiny. It has to be bigger. He's doing the edit.
Why would Amanda Waller want to be rescued by the Suicide Squad?
It's such a...
Why would she want to be? She's met them. They're all bad at everything.
Because she could just run her finger down that iPad
and just
like
kill them all.
Like playing a piano.
You want to be rescued? Just regular soldiers, please.
Yeah. They could have got there without her.
Or the Flash. You got a file in the Flash. Be like, hey, the Flash, I'm going to be killed by a monster. Come in and rescue me.
Maybe the post-credits
Oh, you're having brunch, are you? No, I don't get brunch either.
Maybe the post-credit scene was set before that moment and she'd already given away the files.
Didn't have his phone number anymore.
She's also about hard copies. That's a great question. It's not a good reveal, is it? To be like, this thing that we're after, it's this woman that we've seen already.
Yeah.
Terrific.
Yeah,
she's working in the city, is she?
Yep.
All right.
Cool, man.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
And then she kills everybody in the room or whatever. Shout out to David Harbour for both Marvel and DC roles.
Good on him.
Is he the guy who's like, what if Superman
used
the White House like a tin can? He came in and he was like, Mr. President, I'm the president or whatever. He does that scene.
I'm the president now, that's right. I'm going to wipe my butt with the Oval Office. What are you going to do about it? That's right, the entire thing. I'll pick it up. I'll wipe my butt with it.
I know you appreciate this surprise Common appearance.
Yep, love to see Common just popping up in something. Always a joy, always a pleasure. Good to see you, Common.
You and me both. Okay, so you probably remember there was some controversy around this movie, specifically the role of Jared Leto and how into the role he got. You know what I mean? He's sending pig carcasses. He's sending used condoms, people are saying.
He's watching The Mask over and over in his trailer, and people are like, what are you doing in there, Jared Leto? And he's like, watching hardcore pornography. My secret can never get out that I'm just being The Mask.
So he's actually cleared this up. So I'd just like to make some clarifications about what's true about these, about this quite frankly abysmal behaviour. Because just be a normal man. Do you know what Heath Ledger did? He didn't run around fucking stabbing people and, you know, and sending people use condoms and dead rats. He did a scene and then he went, good scene everybody, let's all have lunch.
Now it's time to do some skateboard tricks.
Exactly.
R.I.P. Heath Ledger.
Agreed. I think he was doing that, but like all of the time. Mm. And just don't. Just be normal, idiot.
Also, bearing in mind, all this clearing up could be lies.
Yeah, that's right. Well,
Okay,
so this is what he said. There were some things that were mentioned about gifts and the fact that I was giving used condoms to people, which is not true. It was not true. Some of the stuff that you do can go viral or get written about, especially with the Joker. Some of that stuff just took on a life of its own. And most of it was total bullshit. And I thought to myself, who would start a rumor such as this?
Oh, yes.
He did! Nice. He was interviewed. Here's the clip, I found it, where he talks about used condoms and anal beads and whatever else. Even if he didn't do these things, you fucking said it. So don't turn around and be like, oh, these rumors get started and I don't know what's going on. Isn't Hollywood a funny business? Fuck you. You did this. This is your fault.
Yeah.
You should be embarrassed. This is an embarrassing performance and just turn of events in general. He's a bad joker.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, do you want to see the AI cut?
I think it'd be more boring, if I'm honest.
I think the era of DC recutting a movie is done. I think they want to move past it.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of higher-ups at both Warner Brothers and AT&T and that were like, we don't like... first of all, it didn't make enough money, apparently.
Yeah.
And secondly, the fandom kind of spiraled. These are all rumors and this and that.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think there's that much interest about seeing an original cut of this movie. But I guess I'd watch it just out of a curiosity. I mean, I watched the extended cut, which was edited by somebody. So what, you know?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't I?
Why not one by the original director?
Speaking of the original director, is what he said about the cut of the movie now.
Oh, yes.
More modern day. He says, his version was ripped to pieces. I can't emphasize that enough. The reason was BVS got chewed up by the critics and the success of Deadpool. The studio leadership at the time panicked. Then major elements of my cut were ripped out before I could mature the edit. Then Johns, as in Jeff Johns, mm-hmm. wrote pages I had to reshoot.
Interesting.
So this is
okay.
How we got to where we are.
Okay.
So anyway, all of this is in the bin except some of the characters for the Suicide Squad,
yeah.
Which is sort of a sequel, but also at the same time, just don't worry. Don't worry about this one, I think, is what they're saying.
Deadshot's he's back with his daughter, or he's dead.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Do you care?
Nope.
Yeah, then we don't care either. So
that's right.
Let's just all get on with it, eh?
Yeah,
so there you go. Anyways, this has been Caravan of Garbage. We do this every week. And you might be like, what's up next week? Is that what you're thinking, Mason?
I was thinking that, actually, yeah.
Well, here's a hint. I don't know it yet, actually.
Whoa!
Yeah, but we'll think of something. Ben wants to do the High School Musical trilogy.
Huh, okay. All right. I haven't seen him either, no.
You've seen some of them.
Zac Efron.
Mm. Vanessa Hudgensons. Or Hudgens? Whatever her name
Hudgens.
Is. Hudgens. There we go. Mm. Anyways, if you're like, oh my God, I can't wait for that to come around next week. Could I see an early version of that? Guess what? You can.
Whoa.
You go to bigsandwich.co if you do want to sign up. It's $9 a month. It's like a private Patreon service that we have, isn't it, Mason?
That's exactly right. Nothing shady, though.
Don't even worry about it.
Well, just put your credit card details in. Don't worry about it.
Don't look into it. It's PayPal. Mostly uses PayPal, anyway. But yeah, we do bonus podcasts. We do movie commentaries, including Suicide Squad.
That's right.
Not the Suicide Squad, just to clarify.
But if you want us to do a live one in cinema.
We'll do it.
We'll ruin people's good
time.
We'll
come to your cinemaplex.
That's right.
Where is it? We'll visit.
Yeah.
But if you do have any suggestions for Caravan of Garbage, let us know. And we have a podcast called The Weekly Planet where we talk movies and comics and TV shows where we are going to be covering The Suicide Squad. Are we not, Mason?
We are. It's true.
Very excited. I hope it's good. But if it's not, they can just do The Suicide Squad.
That's right.
In another 5 years from now. Yeah.
The Suicide Squad Squad. Can't wait for James Gunn's The Suicide Squad Squad. They'll give him another chance.
They probably will. Anyways, thanks for watching.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.